Hey everybody, welcome to Stack Snacks. In today's episode, we are going to talk about Gemini 1.5 Pro and the update to ChatGPT 4 Turbo. Let's get into it. All right, everybody, today we're going to talk about Gemini 1.5 Pro. So this week, Google released an update to Gemini, and it's available now just for developers. But it has some pretty cool capabilities now. So you can actually go into Google's AI Studio and use it today for free. Now, that's a little bit different than going to straight the Gemini product at the moment. So in classic Google fashion with their AI product, it's a little bit weird to kind of figure out some things. But now Gemini now allows you to upload audio. And it can understand up to 9.5 hours of audio, which, you think about it, it's pretty cool. You can kind of do some really interesting things, I think, with that. Upload meeting recordings and, you know, things of that nature. You can also do video. There is, for developers now, it's a JSON mode. It also allows you to have a 1 million context window. You can ask Gemini up to probably a dozen books, let's say. Like I said, 9 hours of audio. It has advanced reasoning and understanding. And you can use it today inside of, like I said, Google's AI Studio. But you can also get it on Poe. So if you're a subscriber to Poe, you can get access to that as well. I've been using it in the AI Studio as well as Poe, and it is noticeably better than the previous Gemini. It definitely handled the uploaded stuff really well. I tried that inside of the Studio and in Poe, and the big context windows, I definitely did some different things with them, and I kind of tried to play around with different, you know, use cases. So I think there's definitely something pretty cool there. So that's Google's big update for the week, Gemini 1.5 Pro. So we also got a new update for ChatGPT this week. GPT-4 Turbo is now rolling out inside of ChatGPT Plus. So the Turbo update seems to kind of fix some of, problems, but definitely some of the things that, like, people have noticed with ChatGPT, such as, like, kind of not being so verbose in some of the, some of the answers, kind of not really writing code, like, kind of basically telling you to do it yourself. I had that happen to me once. Across the board, across all of the metrics, they said they've improved capabilities in writing, math, logical reasoning, and coding. And it definitely is now taking the top spot, I would say, again, from Claude as probably the best model out there. We don't have too many other specifics at the moment of what changed, but if you're a ChatGPT Plus user, I used it to 4 a little bit yesterday. And I definitely noticed the outputs being much, much tighter and much cleaner and much more straight to the point. So I think a worthy update. And we got a new kind of top dog again. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next week.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us on today's episode. We will see you next time. Thanks.